Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. I'm live here. Our phone lines are open to you. If you're viewing on Facebook live, you're welcome to join us as well. Our phone number is 888-888-1717. And lovely Amy is taking your calls today. Thank you, Amy, for coming down from the other area, another department to help out today. Stephen will be calling you back. Rob Riegel is our senior producer in there, making sure everything works okay. And Mr. Gino is here on the Facebook camera. So we're going to have a good time talking about life and about living an intentional life in Christ. My phone number again is 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. Love to have you join in. Got some parenting questions lined up we're going to get to in just a moment. Again, I want to say a big thank you to those of you who called last week, went online last week, and got involved in the special way in the ministry of intentional living. And so many of you who joined as members, thank you. And we were offering the book, the brand new book, Freedom from Hijacked Emotions, Overcoming Anxiety, Anger, and Fear. And it's in the final post-production right now to be printed. And as soon as it arrives, as I mentioned, we're going to get that autographed and out to those of you who called and thanking you for your support. Parenting's kind of on the deck today. 888-888-1717. It's a big issue. It's at the core of who we are as a ministry. It's where we began with Parent Talk many years ago. And so if you have a question with a little one or a teenage question, we'd love to have you come on in and join us. Let's get started. I think we have a caller on the line who has a question for me from Michigan. Go right ahead.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Amber. I'm calling from Michigan. And I have a moody teenager. She's 12, almost 13. And she's just constantly just very moody, just makes herself kind of miserable, just a bad attitude. Anytime I ask her to do something, just says I ruin her life, blah, blah, blah. So it's been a struggle. And I'm just wondering if you have some advice on how to help her and myself. Okay, thank you, and I love your show.
Thank you, Amber. Appreciate it. Do y'all remember when you were 12 years old? For some, especially if you're raising a child that is a heart person, I write about how heart people, especially heart people, people just really, you know, have a big heart. They operate out of their heart. They're really in touch with their emotions, or maybe not in touch, but they have a lot of emotions. And they get to be that age. They're not obviously fully developed yet. They haven't been able to take full control of their emotions. Sometimes moodiness is a part of it. And I think you said, Amber, just really bringing down the house. It discourages you, and you love your daughter and you want to help her. And I think the tendency sometimes is to talk, honey, you shouldn't feel that way, or, you know, and we get so involved in the moodiness that it gets really to be frustrating. And one of the things that we do is we talk about hijacked emotions. Your emotions can get hijacked when you're in the process of parenting a child that's strong-willed or moody, or having some of these emotional issues that you're trying to help them with. Here's a couple things for you, Amber, and for all parents of moody kids today. You don't fight fire with fire. In other words, just because they're emotional doesn't mean you should react with emotions yourself. This is a time for a parent to be clearly in charge of our own emotions and understanding that at the end of the day, we're trying to raise a responsible adult. And that means that we have to control our own emotions. Moodiness is one thing, but strong-willed children, sometimes we overreact. And in the process, we can maybe win the battle to quiet them, but we lose the war. So there's three things I think will be a theme today as we get questions. And by the way, if you have a parenting question for me, this is Intentional Living. Love to talk to you. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson at 888-888-1717. And we're going to kind of focus, I think, on what Amber launched for us here on talking about parenting. There's three things that I wrote down here, Amber, for you and other parents. It's important as parents that we be consistent. Because one day you can behave in a certain way, and then the next day they push your button, right? You got a teenager and they push your button, you know, with the you never, or they roll their eyes, or they get disrespectful. This is what kids do, right, Rob? I mean, you know that. I see you shaking your head. You're a parent. I mean, this is what kids do. I think like they have a room they go to or a site they get on to say, how can I drive my parents up the wall, you know? And part of it is they push a button and they know what button it is, and it can kind of overtake your emotions and you get hijacked in the process. So be consistent on the good days and the difficult days in parenting. In other words, you plan ahead, you're going to stay in charge of your emotions, you're going to follow through, you're going to have a backbone, you're not going to overreact. that you're going to be loving but firm in the process. Secondly, you got to be clear. And I would say to your daughter, if she's 12 years old and she's rolling her eyes and she's moody, I'd say, honey, hey, listen, sorry you feel that way today, and I'm glad to help you, but, and then you be clear what the expectation is. That doesn't give you an opportunity to ignore me or be disrespectful or not follow through with things. I'm still going to hold you accountable because I love you and I'm your mom. You don't overreact to the process. In fact, if your child, maybe at the moment they're not going to be too open to a little humor, but sometimes just to be able to say, well, I mean, I see you're really moody today. And when you rolled those eyes, that was pretty good. I hadn't seen that before. I wonder what would happen if you rolled them the other way, you know? Now, maybe your child isn't going to take that very well, but the key is not to overreact. And then the third thing, which really is number one, just say, hey, this is a Christ-centered home. At the end of the day, I want my home to honor Christ, glorify Christ. And so every word out of my mouth, everything that I do as a parent, is Christ going to be glorified in it? I mean, is he going to be pleased, and am I going to be pleased with what I've done, that at the end of the day I'm doing what Christ would have me do? And I think that's critical. All right, come on in and join in the discussion today. If you're on Facebook Live with us, you're welcome to post a question or comment or call on the radio as well. We're live at 888-888-1717 is the phone number. Quick break. We're going to be back with some more calls from Intentional Living.
Intentional love can transform a marriage.
We have been able to put aside our selfishness and really put each other first, and that has really made a difference.
Natasha and her husband have experienced firsthand the power of intentional living. Put the power of intentional love to work in your marriage. The Intentional Love Marriage Date Night is November 8th and 9th in Mesa and Glendale, November 16th in Tucson. Go to theintentionallife.com.
Here's one thing that my wife Donna tells me that I need more of in my life. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. She says, Randy, you need to have more fun. I tend to be overloaded with stressors in my life and I let them weigh me down. So be sure you enjoy one another in your marriage. Be more playful in your relationship. Find ways to express fun times together and humor and enjoying each other. Find shared interest and make time to share those activities with each other. You know, the scripture says in Proverbs chapter 5, verse 18, that you are to let your wife be a fountain of blessing for you. Rejoice in the wife of your youth. And I love being with Donna. I enjoy the anticipation of times together. One of the things I'm working on, I invite you to join me, is to have more fun. And when you do, that's intentional living.
To get our daily video, sign up at theintentionallife.com/minute.
Yeah, I hope you will do that, by the way, because we video record these for every month. In fact, we'll be video recording coming up tomorrow, right, Stephen? We're going to be video recording tomorrow. And then every day we post these on Facebook, and we're happy to send one directly to you to your email address. So just sign up today. Go to theintentionallife.com/minute. Love to hear from you. So we can send you the minute every day. Today, we're talking parenting. Maybe you have some issues when it comes to parenting. You have a child that overreacts. They tend to be emotional. You want to be intentional in the process. But, you know, at the same time, when we talk about hijacked emotions, I do know this. It begins by staying intentional as a parent yourself. All right, let's go to Kansas. We had a call from Rhonda with a question today. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a question, Randy. I have a 5-year-old. I'm an older mom. I gave birth at 44 years of age, and my husband and I are both were kind of tired, and we have a very strong-willed little 5-year-old. And my question is, once you have let them kind of get out of control, how do you bring them back? Because we know that we've kind of spoiled him, and now we're just trying to bring him back in, rein him back in, and it's been quite a struggle. And we are frustrated, very frustrated.
Yeah, I hear that, Rhonda, in your voice. And it's interesting, you kind of used a word picture of letting the, you know, once the horse is out of the barn, and then you end it by saying, how do I rein him back in? And, you know, well, think about it, and that happens. It's a training process. The scripture says in Proverbs chapter 22, that we should train up a child in the way he should go or she should go, so when they are old, they won't depart from it. In other words, we know the unique bent, the direction, the passion, the desire, the giftedness that's in your child. And I think, you know, he's 5 years old. You it's time for you as a parent. And listen, I hear you. You had him later in life. He's Mr. Prince in the house. And all of a sudden he's hit five and you realize he's ruling the roost. He's in charge and you're not. It's simply the moment to say, hey, we're back in charge. Don't overreact in the process. I think it's a matter of you and your husband simply saying and agreeing with each other that we're going to be on the same page. We're going to be in agreement to move forward in unity. We're going to set some rules and policies, and we're going to hold our son accountable. And you didn't specify what the issue is, but I think there's a couple things. Like I said to Amber a little bit ago, the important thing is to be consistent. In other words, in the past, he's been ruling the roost and you've given in. Now you're going to have a backbone as a parent. You're going to follow through. There's two things that we really teach at Intentional Living. It's the use of logical and natural consequences. In other words, when a child, well, let me give an example. If you have let's say he lies to you. You ask him a question. Did you do this? Which, by the way, is a dumb question many times for a parent to ask a child when you already know he did it, right? I mean, you're almost inviting him to lie to you, but setting that aside for a moment, let's say a five-year-old lies to you. You know, did you take the toys out or did you put the toys away? And he says yes, and you go in and find out he didn't put the toys away. In other words, he lied to you so he didn't have to do something. It's important for you to believe him. And I know that sounds counterintuitive, but if you can look at your child and believe him, in other words, what you can do is wait, and he comes to you, you know, maybe tomorrow, maybe later today, and he finds out that the toys have disappeared. You put them in a bag and put them away, the toy he always played with, and he's asking you, well, where's my toy? Well, didn't you put it away? Well, no, but it was on the floor, Mom. It was on the floor. Oh, I noticed that, son. You told me yesterday that you did put it away, and you didn't. That's a lie. You didn't tell me the truth. So I tell you what, I've taken the toy and I put it away for just a few days, and I'll see if I can trust you and you're telling me the truth. Man, I'm loving to get it back to you in a few days, but we'll see what happens. In other words, you're willing to wait and see and hold him accountable by putting the ball in his court. And that's really what the process is of being intentional as a parent. So I hope that helps, because at the end of the day, you're trying to raise a responsible adult. You're welcome to join in. Maybe you have a question on parenting today. Give me a call at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717 to be a part of the program. All right. I think I got another call here from Michigan. Let's take a call. Let me see who's on the line here. Go right ahead.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Robin. I'm calling because I have a four-year-old grandson that I am raising, and he is one very strong-willed child. And I was just wondering if you could possibly give me some information on how I can be more of a godly grandmother, mother in his life. I seem to struggle with that a lot. If you could, maybe give me some feedback on that.
But listen, Robin, you sound like Rhonda. Basically the same kind of an issue with a four-year-old who is being strong-willed. I laugh because all of us, each of us have been parents of, you know, two, three, four-year-olds. It's sort of part of the process that you're going to have a strong-willed child there. I mean, and I tell parents, listen, if you got a strong-willed son or daughter, and I know this is going to sound weird to you, thank God for it. I mean, thank God for strong-willed children. We raised three children, and each of them were strong-willed in their own way. And now as adults, because there was training and love, and they came to know Christ in their life, and they gave their life to Christ, and each of them in their own way is dedicated to serving God, they've grown up to take that strong-willed nature that they had and see it molded, you know, in a way. Train up a child in the way he should go, taking who they are and molding it so they can grow up and become who God trained them to be. So I don't think when I hear a parent say, I got a strong-willed son or daughter, that we should fear that. In fact, I'd rather have a child today who's strong-willed enough to know what they believe, why they believe it, what's important, and help mold your child. Don't drive the strong will out. Help them mold that will to God's glory and to his benefit and to their benefit as they grow older. So I don't know if that helps much for you, Robin, other than to say thank God for a four-year-old I think you said it was a granddaughter who's strong-willed. You know, love her, be intentional, follow through, listen to her, hold her accountable. One of the things that we miss as parenting is sometimes we're not consistent and we're not holding children accountable. We have a book and a lesson series online. If you go to our store at theintentionallife.com, it's called Raising Responsible Adults. And it's a book and a study guide that's very practical for younger children. We also have a small group video called The Parenting Challenge. It's a 6 or 7 part video series with workbooks and all of that for parents. And I encourage parents, you can do your own small group right there in your home. Take this lesson, listen to it, view it, learn from it. You can find it at our website at theintentionallife.com. All right, we got a post on Facebook here from Mary. Mary says, my daughter and son-in-law have two of our grandchildren. They have different parenting techniques with each child, and it causes distress to the older child. The oldest is a girl who's almost 9, and the younger is a boy who is 5. What are your thoughts on this? Well, my thoughts are that each child is different, so we need to approach each child differently. You know, you may have a very tender-hearted, soft kind of a child where you just give them a look. You know, just that look causes them to melt. Well, you could have another one. You could look all day, and they're going to look back at you, you know. And so while we want to be consistent, we also have to know the unique bent of our children. Back to that verse again. Every child is different. So trying to parent the first the same as you do the second is not a good idea. You need to get behind the eyes of your children and know them well enough to know how to parent them. Now, Mary, if your question is like, hey, they're being harsh or angry and emotional with one and they're letting the other one get away with whatever they want, now that's a different story. We have to have a game plan which says we want to follow through, be consistent in terms of raising a responsible adult, but knowing the unique bent of a child. For some children, it is you need to talk to them. They love to talk. You want to talk it through. You're touching their hearts. With other children, it's going to be more action-oriented. You have to follow through. So knowing the unique bent of your children, but at the end of the day, you want to win the game, right, of raising kids. A good coach, listen, if you're a coach, you know that you have to coach every player a little different. Some players need to be really a lot of encouragement. Others need to be very clear on what's expected of them. Some you got to give them more space. Some of them you have to get in their face. And so knowing your players, or in this case, your kids, is critical. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back. You're welcome to join in if you have a question for me on parenting today, live from our Intentional Living Center. You can call 888-888-1717 or on Facebook. You can post it right here below. We'll be right back.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Randy Carlson, inviting you to get away to get close to God's creation. Book your cabin now for the 2020 Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska. Breathtaking destinations and beautiful scenery await you on this unforgettable travel experience. Enjoy spiritual renewal and build lifelong memories. Join my wife Donna and me for the 2020 Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska. To book your cabin, go to theintentionallife.com. Life is a series of accumulated decisions that we've made. I think that's one of the reasons sometimes we see grumpy old men and grumpy old women, right? It's because they look back over their lives and it's more than the aches and pains they're experiencing, they have carried through their life, the accumulation of a lot of bad decisions, regretful decisions that they never dealt with or found forgiveness for and moved beyond. Listen, your decisions matter. And the teaching this month, this is October, the teaching for October will be on the topic of your decisions. They really do matter. In fact, I tell people to be intentional in your life, make the right decisions. And then every day intentionally do the next right one thing to make those decisions a reality. And if you made a wrong decision, God's a God of forgiveness. Get back on path and keep moving. You may look back, we all do, with regrets of things in the past, but today's the day to make a better decision for your health, for your marriage, maybe your finances, for parenting today. Make that decision and then start doing the next right one thing. So members, watch for it. It'll be coming out. It's all already been recorded, but we'll be mailing it to you in a couple of weeks. All of you who joined this last week, so many new members, thank you. You'll be receiving this teaching as well if you ask to be signed up for the monthly CDs. So if you missed out and you're not a member, you're welcome to come and join us today. We'll make sure that you receive Your Decisions Matter. And in fact, for each person who calls and shares a gift to help us with the Intentional Living Ministry today and you request it, we'll make sure that you do receive this teaching, Your Decision Matters. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Okay, we're talking parenting. Let's go to Ruth, Blended Family. Welcome to the program, Ruth.
Hi, Dr. Andy. Thank you.
Appreciate your call. What's your question?
So my question is, if I am doing things correctly when it comes to bringing it to my husband's attention, or not so much bringing it to his attention, but just kind of letting him know, making it aware of how the disciplining kind of looks like when it comes down to the kiddos, especially with our son. He's 5 years old, and within time, I kind of notice certain things as he lets things slide with him, and then until he finally gets frustrated, then he'll you know, kind of discipline him. But so I feel like with,
so you're not on the same page, and you want to know how to approach your husband.
Yeah, well, I just want to make sure. I mean, because I have approached him, and I don't know if I'm doing that correctly, or if it's okay for me to do that, or should I just allow for him to just kind of learn it out.
This 5-year-old is both of your sons? This is your son?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And do you have other children?
I do. I have my oldest daughter. She's 16 years old. My youngest daughter, she's 12. So I've had my experience with them as far as raising them. And I'm kind of more of the structural type of, you know, mom, where as to when things get out of hand, just even with the first time, I kind of nip it there, like, okay.
Yeah. So you want to deal with it right now, and he lets it slide until it builds up, and then it's more of a Mount St. Helens kind of a deal, or explodes, right? That type of thing?
Yeah, some sort of way that way, but it's kind of where, you know, he lets it build up to the point where, like, my son won't do something as really bad, but, you know, I think he's been so, my husband's just been so frustrated with how his behavior had been.
Yeah, so it builds up. Yeah, let me suggest a couple of things. One of the biggest gifts we can give to our kids, Ruth, is to be consistent and on the same page as parents. Now, each parent, a mom and a dad are going to be a mom and a dad, and they're going to each approach it a little differently, and we shouldn't be, you know, in lockstep to the point where we don't have our own unique personality. But what the kids learn after a while is they say, hey, I know how far I can go with mom, I know how far I can go with dad, and they start to play one against the other. And what happens is what should be a parenting issue then becomes a marriage issue. And then it creates tension in the marriage. And I hear in your voice a little bit of that in terms of, man, I just, you know, I wish we could get on the same page, or maybe I don't quite agree with what, you know, what he's doing and how he's doing it. Is that kind of what I'm hearing, Ruth?
Yeah. The only thing is that I definitely try not to bring that around the children. It's kind of more, okay, we'll talk later about it.
Do you talk later about it?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We do. And sometimes I feel like, I don't know, sometimes I feel like, or I question myself, like, is this right, what I'm doing? Or should I just, you know, or I'll ask God, should I just allow for him to just kind of learn on the way?
Ruth, can I ask you, do you live in the Phoenix area or do you live in the Tucson area?
Phoenix.
Okay. I tell you what, I want you to hold on. We're doing a conference. I'm going to be speaking at a date night, and we're going to touch on some parenting issues, but a lot of it's marriage issues, getting on the same page and celebrating our marriage. I would like to give you and your husband two tickets, and I'd love to have you come. It's going to be November 8th or 9th. There'll be two conferences. It'll be the same conference, one in Mesa, one in Glendale. You pick which one, and you come as my guest. And just say, let's take a date night. Go out to dinner and come on out to the conference, because I'm going to be teaching some of the principles of intentional living, how it's imperative as Christian parents to get on the same page, not only about parenting, but about our money, about sex, about work, about priorities in life. When we're not on the same page, it's like a team that has players going in different directions. You never win the game. And it's a constant frustration. And so we're going to be talking about how to be intentional. Hang on, I'm going to have Stephen, if you're interested, we'll make sure that we get you in will call and get a couple tickets to you. All right. Hey, listen, we just got started on this topic. So I tell you what we're going to do. We'll pick it up again tomorrow. We're going to be here tomorrow, and we're going to have more on parenting tomorrow. And so for those that didn't get through to me today, we'll hook you up tomorrow, get you on the air. Or you're welcome to leave a comment on our comment line. Maybe you have a question for me, and we'll get you started first off on the program tomorrow. This is such an important topic. We'll be here live doing this again tomorrow. I hope you'll join us. You can call 888-888-1717 and press 2 to leave it on our comment line. Or you can join us on Facebook, post a question, and Gina will get those to me so we can ask these tomorrow. Thanks to those of you joining us on the radio today. For those of you on Facebook, thank you for joining us as well. And again, a reminder to those of you who joined us this last week, the brand new book, Freedom from Hijacked Emotions. As I said, it's in post-production, being printed really soon. And we'll get those autographed and get them out to you for joining us in support. We appreciate it. So on behalf of the entire Intentional Living family here today, God bless you. Thank you for being a part of the ministry. If you have a question for me, love to hear it, either on our comment line at 888-888-1717, or you can post it right there on Facebook as well. We'll see you tomorrow right here at Intentional Living.